Here we are at Sunday night again, the first Sunday of March, as it happens. As we get set to launch into yet another busy week, we've rounded up some of the new Westminster highlights to help you plan your week. For weather watchers, a mixed bag ahead: snowfall, snow warnings, more snow, and then snow warnings that didn't lead to snow. That was more or less last week's weather, in a nutshell. As I write this before the weekend begins, it appears next week's weather could be a bit of a mixed bag. Yes, we may yet see more snow, although, at the moment, the Weather Network is only forecasting a few flurries Monday, snow rain showers Tuesday, and mixed precipitation Wednesday, as opposed to the serious snow we saw last weekend and early last week. But, clearly, Mother Nature may have a few tricks left up her sleeve, so keep your gloves, boots, and shovels handy, just in case. For City Hall watchers, Monday meetings. It's another busy week at City Hall, kicking off at 10 a.m. Monday with a meeting of the Reconciliation, Social Inclusion and Engagement Task Force. The agenda for that meeting includes a presentation on the work of the city's Reconciliation Working Group, a timely topic in the city this week, as the city of New Westminster is getting set to proclaim a year of truth. At 1 p.m., a special city council workshop will be held, with a look at the city's retail strategy on the agenda. Then, on Thursday, the Land Use and Planning Committee will meet. You can find all the meeting details, agendas, and information about attending at the City of New Westminster website. For school board watchers, Tuesday meeting. Yes, it's school board week again, the only meeting in March, since March break is nearly upon us, March 11th to 26. The meeting is Tuesday, March 7th at 7 p.m., and it's being held virtually, via Zoom. Among the items up for discussion is a new childcare protocol between the school district and the City of New Westminster. You can find the agenda package and details about how to attend at the School District 40 website. For performing arts lovers, Rahul Dua, Everly Brothers tribute Rahul Dua. Comedy lovers can catch one of the stars of Amazon Prime Video's Comicstan Indian stand-up comedy series at the Massey Theatre on Friday, March 10th at 7:30 p.m. as part of his Canadian tour. Tickets are $34.99 to $79.99, plus service charges. Buy online. Walk right back. If the 1950s and 60s vocals of the Everly Brothers appeal to you, then you won't want to miss this production telling the story of the musical duo whose harmonies influenced the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and Simon and Garfunkel. It's on stage Saturday, March 11th at 7 p.m. at Massey Theatre. Tickets are $59. Buy online. For art lovers, Plaskett, Queen's Park, Anvil Centre Gallery's Plaskett Gallery. Pop into the gallery at Massey Theatre, 735 8th Avenue, to see Landscape of Tranquility, featuring work by Wenyan Shu, running until March 30th. You can see it Tuesdays through Fridays from 1 to 4 p.m., during shows at the theatre, or by appointment at 604-517-5900. Gallery at Queen's Park. An exhibition of work by Victoria Mitchell, Common Threads, continues until March 26 at the gallery in Centennial Lodge. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free, but feel free to make a donation towards the gallery's ongoing operations. Anvil Center Community Art Gallery. If you haven't yet popped in to the Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street, to see Fleeting Moments, you still have time to catch this exhibition of work by Victoria Clausen and Julia Di Sano, running until March 22. The gallery is on the third floor, and admission is always free. Got a new Westminster happening you'd like to share? Email Julie McClellan. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at juliemcclellan.email. Julie, J. McClellan at newwestrecord.ca.